From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anti-government protest in Baghdad exploded into violence on Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators charged into the so-called International Zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Protests are the culmination of weeks of mounting anger against the government, corruption, and inefficiency. Search crews have found human remains along with the personal belongings of passengers from Egypt Air Flight 804. The Airbus A320 disappeared in the Mediterranean early Thursday while headed to Cairo from Paris, 66 people on board. On whether terrorism caused that crash, security specialist Sajjan Gohel of the Asia-Pacific Foundation tells VOA, it came at a time of historical significance.
This week marks the 100-year anniversary of the Sykes-Picot Agreement between Britain and France, where they agreed to carve up the Ottoman Empire in the aftermath of World War I, which has been cited by terrorist groups like ISIS as a historical grievance. So authorities were already worried this week that a potential attack could happen. And the fact that something has happened this week only adds to more speculation. This could be terrorism, but we need to wait and see.
France's foreign minister Friday rejected widespread comments that terrorism is to blame. Meantime, aviation experts are warning against speculation. The U.S. military is dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Washington suspended all military ties with Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News.